Viewer discretion, this was recorded by four hormone-filled teenagers who know jack shit about actual life other than their school life, which is very scuffed. So don't take this as the absolute truth. This is just what we experienced. But take away from it what you will. This is the Enlightened Bunch Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Enlightened Bunch Podcast. If you're new here, it's nice to have you. And if you've been here before, welcome back. It's been a while. I know we have exams going on, and they're not very good exams. Maths, the recent one was the maths one. It was on Monday. Yeah, we'll not talk about that. That was a tragedy for all of us. But never mind. It's been a while since we uploaded an episode because some things happened. We weren't able to record. I fucked up a recording. Then exams happened. And then there was a lot of stuff. Yeah. But I kind of felt bad about it, that the recording failed and we weren't able to record. But at the same time, it was kind of good because we needed a break after so long. But yeah, a 2-week break is way too much. Plus, I have to edit this now. As I'm recording this, I have my economics exam in, 2 days? I don't even know anymore. And then I have my business studies exam right after that. Yeah. The struggle is real, people. The struggle is real. But yeah, it's just me today. One of the listeners on the podcast said the other day to Newt, I think, that our names were not easily comprehensible. So they told me my name was just the letter H, and it's fine, until it came to the point when they said that Jaws' name was Jos, J-O-S-E, which was kind of funny. And now his name is Jos forever. So if you meet him in IRL, just call him Jos. Thank you for giving us that inside joke, listener. You know who you are. But yeah, I wanted to record this solo episode for a long time. I have a good story to tell about the topic I'm going to cover. And and Newt was like, bro, we need an episode out today. Our consistency is going down the drain. I was like, yeah. But exams. And he's like, nah. We need an episode. I'm like, okay, bro. So today we're gonna talk about, I'm gonna talk about, you just listen, because what else can you do? Well, you can talk if you want to. You can message us or send us a voice message or something. The links are in the description as always. But the thing is, I wanted to talk about teachers. And when I say teachers, I mean these cool-ish teachers and these relaxed teachers. And then there are the stressful ones, the kind that makes your heart boil with anger. Everybody has that one teacher, man. I tell you, they are a pain in the ass to deal with. But yeah, I want to talk about the relaxed and the chill teachers, because I think they are way more interesting, because in my opinion they are misunderstood. You see, in the friendly teachers, there are two categories from what I have learned. There's this one teacher who you can be chill around and forget what is happening in your life outside that class. So for example, that chill teacher may be your English teacher or your maths teacher. And when you enter the class, you forget everything else. You are there in that moment. Those kind of teachers, I think, are dangerous. And when I say dangerous, I mean they present an illusion in front of you. You go there and you forget about everything else. You see, the thing is, when you go up to one of these chill teachers, you are going there because of them. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but think of it this way. You're in a wedding and you go to a stall to eat something because that particular cuisine makes you forget about everything else. You like it in that moment. It attracts you to it. I think that's the kind of chill teacher I'm talking about. You can just come to their class and relax and chill and vibe. But then as soon as you get out of the class, you're thrown back into the world, if you know what I mean. And it's weird though, for the first few times you experience it, it's like when you get out of a hot bath in a winter morning, cold winter morning, and you just feel that chill going down your spine, and you're like, never should have done that. Yeah, that kind of stuff. It happened a lot in my old school. There were a lot of chill teachers in my school, and when I tell this, I'm incredibly surprised by myself, but there was this chill teacher who didn't care about teaching students, but at the same time he was extremely hoboish. And I don't, that doesn't make a sense. He was my maths teacher in 8th grade in my previous school, and he used to eat paan every goddamn second in the school. Whenever you approached him, you could smell the stench 2 meters away from him. That, I hate that dude. He never taught me anything in maths. All I learned in maths was that, yeah, YouTube is the way. These teachers don't care about anything. Even though they don't talk back to you in class, they don't ask for homework. I mean, even if they did, I won't do it. But yeah, they just don't care. That's one kind of chill teacher. Another kind of chill teacher is like, yeah, just do your homework, come to class, don't disturb me when I'm working, play with it, just do whatever you want, just don't disturb me. That's another kind of chill teacher. I hate them. The kind of chill teacher I like are these ones. The ones I'm talking about. These chill teachers, these kind of chill teachers bring out their chillness in a way from the class with you to your home in the morning when you are studying at home. Everywhere, every time you're picking up their subject, you get that relaxed vibe from them. For example, I had this maths teacher in 9th grade. And she was great. She was an old, middle-aged to old woman. Yeah, but she was such a nice person. She left the school, I think, what, one and a half, I don't know how many years ago. But yeah, 1 to 2 years ago. And she was a great person. I have an incredible story to tell. She didn't used to teach in class. She used to tell us to teach each other in class. So we used to prepare presentations for us. And you know what? We were happy. We were happy doing that. Because we were the one who taught each other, and we were the one who laughed at each other. So it made up for some good. Plus the teacher was involved in on the jokes. That is the kind of chill teacher I think everyone deserves. Every student deserves a good teacher. But not every teacher deserves a good student. We all know that. There's a misconception that every teacher is good. No. If a teacher can grade you on your marks, you can grade the teacher on their behavior. It has to be correct, you know. It only makes sense for that to be true. Continuing with my story, throughout 9th grade, I admired this teacher for her behavior. Like, she was super, super, super matured, super, super kind. And I was doing good at math, despite the fact that my entire perception of maths was burned down to a crisp. It was squished down in a drain. It was socked up on some wires in a balcony. I hated maths in 8th grade. I couldn't do a single question. Because of that one teacher, it got to a point where my parents didn't believe I was good at math. And guess what? I couldn't prove them otherwise. My marks were bad. But as soon as 9th came around and I changed schools and this new teacher came in, my perception of maths completely changed. And that's true for any subject if you get the right teacher. But now the thing that I hated so much, and it's not even 8th, I hated maths from back in 6th grade. It was awful. I could do every single question back in 7th and all previous grades, but I hated maths. Everybody thought I was a genius. No, I just needed to get it done with. I didn't want to bear it anymore. That's why I studied. So I don't have to study anymore. Point being, in 9th I was no longer studying for marks. In 9th I was studying to be in that class and to speak in that class and to interact with everyone. And then my marks started skyrocketing in maths. And then my parents' perception again changed. They were like, yo, bro, why didn't you do this in 8th? I'm like, I said, I don't know. That's what you get for judging me on my marks. That's a big L for you. But after 9th standard, COVID struck. It was locked down everywhere. And we all know how online classes go. Online classes suck. Incredibly, but I continued to study with all my heart for 6 months, so like half the 10th standard, and then I stopped. The passion had run out from me because it was never in me from the beginning. The only reason I continued to go on with it was because that teacher had given me enough boost in 9th, and even that wasn't enough. So after half of the 10th had passed, my marks started degrading again, and they haven't been good since then, because the maths teacher we now have is very selectively attentive to children. Not every student in his class gets the attention they deserve, because yeah, of course, if you are a student and you're in a class and you want attention, you should ask doubt. But not every student can do that. That's why it's the responsibility of a teacher to make the student speak his heart. And that never happened. So from 10th to 11th, maths hasn't been good for me. When I say these chill teachers extend their aura outside the class and with you to your home and in every single thing that you do, what I mean is, it changes you for the better. In 10th grade, in the last few weeks, lockdown was lifted off, whatever you may call it. The schools opened. And for a few days, when I came to school, I used to bring my phone. Because, of course, I will bring my phone. Because now I have a phone. And there was this dude in the class. And he was just casually talking to a girl. And I thought it would be fun to click a picture of the two of them and just have it as a cool joke. So I did, and for some reason I posted it on my Instagram story. And what I forgot was that chill teacher from 9th grade was on Insta, and I had followed her, and so she saw my story, of course, and so she saw my story. And she now knew that I fucked up. Yeah. The next day I was studying in the, I think we were all in the library. I think we were studying Hindi. But I was called down. And I thought, oh shit. But I didn't do anything. I mean, I behaved in school. I just clicked the picture. I mean, there's no way I can get caught for that. I mean, it wasn't even anything bad. I mean, it was a joke, right? It was a joke, right? So I went down, and in this lonely little room, there was this teacher there, the chill one. I talk about the chill maths teacher. There was my dad. There was my mom. My mom was crying, and so I thought, Have I done something wrong? She told me to sit down. I sat down, and she opened up her phone. The teacher, she opened up her phone, and she's like, "Do you recognize this?" It was a recording from another phone of a screen on which my story was playing. And when I saw that, my heart crumbled down and just, I broke down inside. I'm like, oh shit, what have I done? See, the thing is, you may not necessarily mean something you do, but the way it comes off to others may be not so acceptable, shall we say. And I lacked that at that point. I didn't know what being considerate was. I should not have posted that. I still regret it, but I got a good lesson. But never mind. My mother was still crying. She never thought that the child who was raised up as a good child a good student who topped his classes most of the times would ever do something like this. And I just sat there and I looked at this teacher, and I finally noticed that as she was talking, her voice started to crack. And by cracking, I mean heavy cracking. She was bawling out. Her eyes were watering so much I could see my own reflection in them. That it was, her face was peak sadness. Her face was the most heartbroken one I had ever seen. And in that moment, I saw not her, but the consequences of my action. What I did made her sad. It has got nothing to do with whether it was a joke or not. The fact that what I did hurt my mother and the teacher, who I admired so much and respected so much, made me feel like I was a bad person. In that moment, it as if like she was reading my thoughts, she said, "You are not a bad person. You just got on the wrong path. You just have to get back on." And I'm like, "What the hell are you saying?" Of course, in my mind, yeah. Because from my perspective, I have wronged at that moment, the three people that are closest to me, my mom, my dad, and that teacher. I have wronged all of them. And they say I'm not a bad person. I'm like, are you even serious? I have just realized what I did. And you were saying that you can be forgiven. That's when I knew that's what the difference is between them and me. If I were in that position and my child did that, I would go full WWE mode on him. I'll pull up an elbow drop on him, go full table ladders and chairs and beat the shit out of him. But they were considerate, and that's when I learned the difference between them, adults who cared about me, and me, a teenager who didn't care about them but myself. And that's when I realized that being considerate is so important in your life. You have to be kind to people, otherwise people won't be. You have to be kind to people or people will leave you. If they were actually bad people, my parents and my teacher would have abandoned me, emotionally of course, but they didn't. And that's when I learned a lesson that you have to reflect on your actions every time. And forgiving is hard. Forgiving is so terribly hard, even for the one who's being forgiven. That's what I learned from her. And these are the kind of chill teachers that I most respect. Because yeah, she taught me maths, and yeah, I enjoyed her classes a lot. But the fact that she took something away from my life, a negative part, and put something in my life, a positive part, that's the kind of teacher I would want everyone to have. And I think that teachers are not doing that very well. Not a lot of teachers are considerate. Surprisingly, not a lot of teachers teach and educate values to their students. They are just there to grab their salary and teach the subject material, get the course over with, grab the assignments, take the exams and grade them and send them off to some factory to create more workers. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. You're a teacher, that's what you are supposed to do. But yeah, that's the kind of teachers I love the most, and I would want everyone to have them. And we all feel like the teachers are not doing good by their position, you know. And it's true. Most of the teachers don't use their position as a way to teach what really matters. They just teach the course material. And I think that should be changed, but for some reason it's not. And then you have to go for advice to these, to Didi and Bhaiya, who are confused, such as yourself, but they also give advice that they are fully matured people who have experienced life. Don't listen to them, please. Please don't listen to them. They know nothing about life. If you want help in some decisions on your life, ask an adult. they know what it's like. And ask one who actually cares about you, not this filthy I don't give a shit type of adults. Yeah, that can have the exact opposite effect. Don't listen to them, please. Listen to good adults. They know what it's like to be in your position. Trust me, they know. I think the core definition in my terms of what a good moral teacher is, a person who takes you out of a third person perspective and puts you in a first person perspective in your own story. A person who makes you the main character of your own story is the one who has the potential to be an actual teacher. One who makes you realize your value and your wrongdoings and correct them so you don't stray off from a good path in life is the one I think you should admire, and not someone who doesn't know shit about this kind of stuff. And also, fuck the teachers who don't know their shit, who don't care about you. Don't listen to them. Just do the work they give you and they'll shut up. you don't need to respect them. Not every teacher deserves your respect. Trust me, that's true. Not every teacher deserves your respect. Only good teachers deserve respect. And it's not their fault even. Some teachers who shouldn't be teachers are there to teach you because they just had situations that led them to go do a job they hate. And they never talk about it, which is a should, but they don't. And it's fucked up. And yeah. The other kind of chill teacher is, and I know example, one of the examples is my economics teacher from my coaching institute, and she is also a chill teacher, but there's a serious difference of category of which chill teacher she belongs to. She is the one I'm talking about, you know, the one I talked about, the kind of chill teacher who prepares a class where you enter and you forget everything. You are there in that moment and you study. That's the kind of chill teacher that is best for academics, in my point of view. And you know what the ideal teacher should be? The one who combines these two types of teachers. One who extends moral values outside of the class, and the one who prepares a decent environment to study in the class. No student is left behind, no one is ignored, no one is sleeping in the back, which I did in my maths class in 10th, always. And I think this happens a lot in Indian families too. There's a good similarity between these parents and bad teachers, and that I think is emotional neglect. Have you ever seen your parents fighting in front of you and not giving a shit about what your immature brain feels like? That's the kind of feeling I get from these bad teachers. They don't care about you. They don't feel anything from you. They treat you like a burden, a liability, so to say. And I hate them. But yeah, that's been a long rant. I may have overshared a bit of my personal backstory, but it'll make up for great content, I'm sure. Because I'm the one editing it, so I will upload it. I don't care about you, Newt. Fuck you. But yeah, that's been it. Listener, if you've been here throughout the length of the episode, I love you. Thank you so much for all the support from you guys. I think the first episode, it just crossed over 100 plays, and that's crazy. We started this as a passion project to roast the school, and I think it's going perfectly. But yeah, thank you for listening again, and maybe we'll record an episode this week so I can edit it and post it next week. Something like that. We'll see. Exams are coming. The pressure is high. The expectations are high. The study is low. And so is the motivation. But we'll do something about it. We'll put out an episode for sure next week. Stay tuned for that. And this week also, if I'm able to edit this on time. That is. But yeah, that's been it. Leave us a message, text message, voice message, a cute pic of your dog. I don't know, bro. Just send it our way. The links are in the description. DM us on Instagram. We're always up for a good talk. Follow our Facebook page. I know no one uses it, but it helps us. It shows us your support. Also, if any of you are not broke, because I know most of our listeners are broke. If you are not broke, and you have money, and you have the time and the mental sanity to deal with our content, we will be posting uncut versions of our episodes on Patreon. But yeah, TEB_podcast. We are everywhere on Patreon, Facebook, Insta, Twitter, iTunes. Just go there and follow us, and maybe we'll put out some great content. And guess what? You can be on our episodes. If you have to take anything away from this episode, it's that you all deserve good people to support you. But not every person deserves your respect. Be considerate. Always be considerate. Don't let your feelings out in a way such that it may hurt others and later on hurt you. Please don't do that. Don't. And yeah, walk your dog. Bye, guys.
कितना सुंदर लिखा है किसी ने, प्यास लगी थी गजब की, मगर पानी में जहर था। पीते तो मर जाते और ना पीते तो भी मर जाते। बस यही दो मसले जिंदगी भर हल नहीं हुए, ना नींद पूरी हुई ना ख्वाब मुकम्मल हुए। वक्त ने कहा काश थोड़ा और सबर होता, और सबर ने कहा काश थोड़ा और वक्त होता। शिकायतें तो बहुत है तुझसे ऐ जिंदगी, पर चुप इसलिए हूँ कि जो दिया तूने मुझे वो भी बहुतों को नसीब नहीं होता।